Good morning, a nice gloomy wet day out there here in Dubai. A better tone for the start of the week with most Asian risk assets alongside US futures advancing. Most sectors in the MSCI Asia Pacific Index were higher led by technology. A slew of events slated for this week includes Federal Reserve speeches and policy meeting minutes that may give clues on the outlook into 2019 and a key sit down between Presidents Xi Jinping and Donald Trump at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina. That said, US benchmark treasuries are holding at 3.04%, while UK gilts outperform the rest of the European peers, strengthening to 1.37%. German bunds also faring well by 3 bips to 0.33%. The Brexit deal moves forward and there is no plan B. The European Union and Britain formally agreed to the Brexit deal. European Union leaders in Brussels have approved an agreement that lays out how the UK will leave the bloc and what future relations will be like. It is now up to the UK to approve it, and the EU warns that the current agreement is the only deal possible. Now, what's on my mind? The week that everyone has been waiting, the G20 summit in Argentina, top it with the Fed speeches and minutes, should be a clear wait-and-watch mood for investors. US Treasuries in a sweet spot, hovering close to the 3% handle. My equation is simple. Investor concerns have heightened for global growth rolling over, although some of the macro variables are still supportive for the US, while corporate credit risk has repriced significantly since summer this year. The market implied expectations for the number of rate hike counts for 2019 has now been further revised lower, and the short bets on the 10-year future positioning among the bond bears have abated. Any shortcomings could see yields drop below the 3% mark in our view. On the technical front, the 10-year yield tested and failed to break the 200-month moving average at around 3.2%. At the moment, it is in the process of forming a double top. A break of 3% will likely accelerate a further move to the downside. In the region, Saudi Aramco aims to invest $500 billion over the next 10 years, with $160 billion for natural gas projects and $100 billion for chemicals. The spending would come on top of the planned purchase of a majority stake in SABIC. "We need a major acquisition for us to be in different markets quickly," he said of the deal, CEO Amin Nasser. The firm plans to sign contracts for services and projects worth $27 billion this week. An investigation into troubled Indonesian property developer PT Lippo Karawaci, controlled by South Asian billionaire Riyadi family, has spilled over to the broad Asian high-yield bonds. The real estate company was cut by Fitch Ratings to CCC+ from BB- this month on weakening cash flow from property development. Lippo Karawaci has been under pressure due to a bribery inquiry with the home of Lippo Group's deputy chairman James Riyadi searched by Antigraph officials last month. Thank you and have a great day.